Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm privileged to welcome a very, very well-known entrepreneur and professional from the US, Mr. Gary O'Ridge. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Gary is the chairman and CEO of WD Company, and I'm sure all of you would know WD as a brand which is known in every country in the world. Gary is also an adjunct professor with the University of San Diego, and he's an author. And all of you know I'm partial to authors. He's an author of a book titled Helping People Win at Work, A Business Philosophy, and we'll speak about that. So Gary, let's start talking about WD Company. Tell me about your company and what made you start it and what are you doing now?
So WD-40 Company is based in San Diego, California. Mm-hmm. It was born on September 23, 1953.
Okay.
The product was developed to stop condensation and corrosion in the umbilical cord of the Atlas space rocket.
Mm-hmm.
There were 39 formulas that didn't work. The 40th formula worked,
okay.
And that's why it's called WD, water displacement 40th formula. Okay. Fast forwarding now, the brand itself, the blue and yellow can with little red top, is now in 176 countries around the world, and one of the best known brands probably in the world for general maintenance products used by both people in their homes and people in factories and workshops.
Absolutely. And are you manufacturing only in the US or do you have manufacturing plants around the world?
We have about 17 manufacturing partners all around the world.
Okay.
We outsource all our manufacturing, although we have a very intimate relationship with all of those manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
But we like to manufacture our product as close as we possibly can to our end users.
Mm.
That cuts down on transportation, ensures that we can make sure that our quality is at the level it should be.
Hmm. And from its first use, it's now become a very large portfolio of products. Go ahead.
Yeah, the core is our blue and yellow can with a little red top.
Hmm.
But from that, we've expanded it into a range of products called WD-40 Specialist,
mm-hmm.
which is a range of products that, again, address the needs of users, particularly tradesmen. If you ask us what business we're in, we're in the memories business.
Okay.
We exist to create positive, lasting memories
mm-hmm.
by solving problems in factories, homes, and workshops all around the world.
Wow. Wow. I would never have imagined that something that I use spray to remove a squeak out of a door is in the memories business. But now that you tell me, it's amazing. Would you have any interesting anecdotes or stories to share about how you reached this decision on beyond the memories business?
Well, most people, you know, if you think about life, the thing that stays with us for a long time is memories.
Hmm.
And our product is one that if I talk to many people as I travel around, they'll always tell me a positive story, a memory story about how WD-40 solved a problem, made them a hero, saved them money. So again, you know, it's about, if we think about our product as one that creates positive lasting memories, it really makes us focus on what we want to provide for our end users.
Mm.
And our end users are the most important people, our customers, apart from our tribe, as we call them, our employees, our customers are the ones that we really need to listen to a lot.
Very interesting. So, Gary, you know, for someone who came from Australia, worked at WD-40 and is now in 173 countries around the world, my next question to you is, what goes into building a global brand?
Number one is you have to have an honest product.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is you have to build a organization that has a really high will of the people.
Mm-hmm.
There are two things I believe in business that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is you need a sound mm-hmm. and understandable strategy.
Yeah.
But you can have the best strategy in the world,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't have a high will of the people, or a high employee engagement,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to maximize the opportunity.
Yeah.
So we are dedicated as an organization. I share this with you. Imagine a place where you go to work every day. You make a contribution to something bigger than yourself.
Correct.
You learn something new. You feel safe and are protected by a compelling set of values, and you go home happy. Happy people create happy communities. Happy communities create happy countries. And happy countries are what we need now, because we need a happy world. So I believe our number one responsibility as leaders today in business is to create that culture where people are treated with respect and dignity. They do meaningful work. They learn a lot and they go home happy.
Very interesting. So your response gives me a segue into my next question. What, in your opinion, are some of the important qualities a CEO should have?
Well, number one is it's not about you. As a CEO, as a leader, your role is to help people step into the best version of their personal self. Number two is you have to make sure that your empathy eats your ego. Your ego doesn't eat your empathy. Because you have the title CEO does not mean you're the most important person in the room. In fact, if you're in a room where you're the most important or the smartest person, you're in the wrong room. Because it's not about you. It's about what you do to help people be their best.
Correct. Correct. Well said. Well said. And what is your leadership style?
I'm a servant leader. I'm here to serve. My responsibility is to serve the people that I've been trusted. The opportunity, you know, everybody who goes to work every day in any organization is someone's precious child, husband, wife, cousin, uncle. And our job as leaders is to serve them, not, and that I think is what is most important. We are there to be servant leaders. Now, honestly, that doesn't mean that, you know, the prisoners run the prison, if you could understand what I'm saying. It means we have to have a balance between being tough-minded and tender-hearted, and the genius is in the end, in the middle.
Well said. Well said. And, you know, you also are in over 170 countries with multiple partners working across cultures. My question to you, Gary, is what goes into managing a global company with an iconic brand name across cultures?
Having a clear and clearly defined purpose, having a clear set of values. You know, our values in our company and in the organization are the written reminders of our behavior and how we expect other people to behave. And we share those values and want our partners, whoever they are, not to just to live those values with us. So our values in the organization are truly our foundation.
Okay.
And we live by them every day.
Very interesting. So coming back now to brands, a product like WD-40, which is probably there in every home, how is the digital world changing your own marketing?
Well, you know, the difference today is digital is an accelerator of communication. So there's two parts of the digital world. There's the digital world we use to enhance the communication we have with our current and new end users. And then there's the e-commerce side of digital, which is another form of distribution. So we use digital not only to in the e-commerce side, but also in, you know, intensively in our way of communicating with our end users. And that's become, you know, even more vital as we've been riding this COVID roller coaster. Being able to connect with our people and users through digital means has been really important to us.
And over the years that you have built WD-40, the platforms you must have used for branding have changed significantly. How has the digital media or social media impacted your branding?
Well, you know, in reality, we haven't really changed how we connect with our end users initially, because our biggest marketing tool is our brand and our product. So we distribute millions of samples of our product around the world mm-hmm. to potential end users every year.
Okay.
The digital side has allowed us to amplify that. So not only can we distribute the sample, but we can amplify it with education. Mm. So, you know, if you were to go on any kind of media platform now and search a solution mm-hmm. to some problem that we could solve, in most cases, we would show up as being an alternative, mm-hmm. a solution to that problem. And digitally, we would be able to show you how we could help you solve that problem mm-hmm. and how we could help you create that positive, lasting memory.
My next question to you, Gary, is on the pandemic. We've all been impacted by it around the world. For WD-40, with more and more people working at home, you must have had a good 2 years as a business.
There is no doubt that we would all have been more pleased if the pandemic hadn't
ended. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But what I learned is in times of real and great need, people can pivot around fear.
Correct.
And we were fortunate that, probably 8 years ago, we'd started our investment in increasing our digital IQ. Mm. And that gave us the opportunity during the pandemic to not only be able to communicate with our customers and end users, mm-hmm. but to also deliver them solutions. Mm. And we called a lot of the time in the pandemic isolation renovation, mm-hmm. because as people were isolated,
correct.
That squeak that they heard twice a day, mm. they were now hearing 40 times a day, and it became something that they needed to actually pay attention to.
Correct.
So because we'd done some of that work in the past, we were in a position to be able to amplify. And yes, we had the best year in the company's, 68-year history during the pandemic. But more importantly, we had it because of our culture.
Correct.
And our people. Mm. We have a 93% employee engagement. Mm-hmm. 98% of the people who go to work at our company globally every day mm. say they love to tell people they work at WD-40 company. Mm. And 97% say they respect their coach or their boss. And that's because we care about them. Mm. Our tribal promise is a group of people that come together to protect and feed each other. And without those people, we would be nothing.
So, this is a very interesting comment you just made. Such a large percentage, in the high 90s, feel so positive. As their servant leader, to use your term, what are you doing differently to manage your own people?
We care about them.
Mm-hmm.
We treat them with respect and dignity.
Right.
We give them the opportunity to learn and develop.
Mm.
We keep them safe in times of in hard times.
Mm.
Leadership culture in an organization is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to school back in Australia,
mm-hmm.
My science teacher gave me a petri dish.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, what we're going to do with this petri dish is we're going to grow culture.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we need to do? We need to be careful about what we put in the petri dish.
Right.
And then we need to watch that petri dish every day. Mm-hmm. And finally, we have to be brave enough to make sure that if any toxins get in that petri dish, mm-hmm. we treat them or take them out. So we have a huge opportunity as leaders around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have the opportunity to make the biggest impact on business for good.
Right.
If we create cultures where we send people home happy,
mm.
instead of having our ego eat our empathy and having not giving people the opportunity to develop, we need to care about our people.
Well said. Well said. Very well said. So, Gary, I'm now going to move to your book, Helping People Win at Work, A Business Philosophy. Tell me a little bit about this book and your hypothesis to write it.
Sure. So back in the year 2000, I went back to school. I went to the University of San Diego. I did a master's degree in leadership. That's where I met my dear friend and the co-author of my book and the lead author of the book,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Ken Blanchard. Dr. Blanchard is the author of many books, but probably the most famous is The 1 Minute Manager.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of my classes where he was my professor, he said that when he was a professor at a university, he used to give the final paper for the course out at the beginning of the course.
Mm-hmm.
And the administration at the university said, Blanchard, mm-hmm. why are you giving out the final paper? Mm-hmm. He said, not only am I going to give out the final paper, mm-hmm. my responsibility is to help everybody learn the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, wow. The problem we have in organizations today is we're using these stupid review systems mm-hmm. that actually just talk to people at the end of the year instead of talking to them at the beginning of a year or beginning of a period, mm-hmm. agreeing what we both want to achieve together. Mm-hmm. And then my job as the coach is to help them get an A. Life is about getting A's, not some stupid distribution system. So the book is really based upon the fact that our job as a leader is to help people get A's. And the way you do that is to be very clear around what an A looks like and then to be a fantastic coach. Now, I know you're in India, right?
Yeah.
And you and I, being an Australian, you and I share a common sport, that being the sport of cricket.
Cricket, absolutely.
And let me share this with you. Have you ever seen the coach, the bowling coach of a great cricket team actually go up, pick out the ball and bowl it to a bowler?
No.
And that's the problem with most leaders. They want to bowl the ball. Where our job as a great cricket coach is to do what? Stand on the sideline, watch the game, identify the play, spend a lot of time in the locker room and help the player play their best game. And that's the basis of the book.
What a great example. And is this book available on Amazon and other platforms?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to order my copy and I'm going to ask all our viewers and listeners to go and check it out. So Gary, I've got time for one more question. And this question is about your own life lessons. You know, came from Australia to the US, running a global company or built a global company, published a book, teach at the University of San Diego. What would you say are three lessons you would like our viewers and listeners to take away from our conversation?
Leadership is not about you. It's mm-hmm. not about being right.
Yeah.
It's about enabling others to be their best they can.
Yeah.
Number two is, get very comfortable with the three most powerful words.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Wonderful.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, embrace the learning moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've often said you don't make mistakes, you have learning moments.
Mm.
So embrace the learning moment
because
that's how you can go forward.
Mm. And for my viewers and listeners, could you give me some examples of each of these three? Leadership is not about you, I don't know, and embrace learning.
Sure. Well, leadership is not about you. And what I mean by that is a lot of leaders think that leadership is about how important I am.
Mm.
That's not about you.
Mm.
It's not. It's how do you impact other people's lives in a positive
way? Correct.
It's don't let your ego take over.
Mm.
Embrace the learning moment is, one of the things that is a huge disabler of us in life is fear.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like the word failure. So take the word failure out and replace it with the learning moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the definition of the learning moment is a positive or negative outcome of any situation that needs to be openly and freely shared to benefit all people.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very important.
Amazing.
And the power of I don't know, that's vulnerability. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Correct. Correct. Well said. Well said. Gary, on that note, and your amazing three lessons of leadership is not about you, I don't know, have the power to say I don't know, and embrace learning. Thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about your incredible journey to build WD Company into not just a company that is in some countries, but it's a truly global company. And I'm delighted you spoke to me because I've been seeing WD-40 from my days in Singapore in the early 90s. And I've often used to wonder what goes behind a name like WD-40 till you just told us that it was the 40th formula that finally worked. And to have pulled off a brand like WD-40 is quite incredible. Thank you for talking to me about your book and about all the things that go into building organizations and what goes into leadership. Thank you again for speaking to me and good luck to you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.